So on the line we have Caitlin Bakey. Can you tell us where you are currently attending school to?
I'm at Memorial University of Newfoundland in St. John.
So what are you doing there at the Memorial University?
I'm studying geography. I'm currently in my last year of studies, of major in geography and minor in Aboriginal studies.
So it's all over the news about the discovery of the one ship that was lost in Sir John Franklin's in the 19th century.
Yeah, so that's a big story in Canada and in the international world as of Tuesday, I believe, and I was fortunate enough to be a part of that search.
So how did you get the chance to be involved with the search?
And I think it was the middle of July, Shell Canada and Shell International put an advertisement out for two Canadian students to partake in the search of the ill-fated Franklin ship. So I got an email from a colleague, and what it required was an email and an application, a letter of intent of why I wanted to be a part of the expedition. So I submitted a letter to Shell stating why I wanted to be a part of it, and they selected me and another student to go.
Wow, so who is the other student?
His name is Ty Fellows. He's originally from Inuvik, but he lives in Vancouver now.
What were you guys on before you guys discovered the boat?
The Canadian government and a couple of different partners sent up large vessels, research vessels, Coast Guard ships, icebreakers to the high Arctic to search for the Franklin ships, and we were designated different zones. So I was in a specific zone on the One Ocean Voyager, and the One Ocean Voyager actually has been to Maine before. They offer cruises in the Arctic and the Antarctic, but this time they were allocated to participate in the search. So I was a passenger on the One Ocean Voyager with approximately 50 other people, and during the search I basically got to witness and watch the AUV, the technology that discovered the Franklin underneath the ocean. I got to watch that happen, and I also got to sit on the ship for 14 days with some of Canada's top scientists, some international leaders in their fields and in polar research, and some politicians were also with us, and the people who were funding the Victoria Strait Expedition were also on my ship, so I was really fortunate that way. So I got to listen to them give lectures of their background, what they're doing here, how Parks Canada is operating this search. So that's what I was doing, and we did a couple of Zodiac excursions to the islands, to the ice floes, to see some polar bears. So that's what the search was like. I wasn't actually participating in the search. I wasn't looking at the data, but I did get to witness it happen.
Wow. So what was your first thought?
When we found the Franklin, when that was announced?
Yeah.
I was shocked. There was protocol for the expedition that if we did find something, we wouldn't be the first to know. So even though we're the ones on the ship, the scientists and the researchers operating the vehicles and looking at the data, they weren't going to tell us first. So they had to tell the Prime Minister, and then the Prime Minister would announce to the rest of the world that we had found something. So I was in shock. I found out that we found something when I was back in St. John's, back at school. So I found out at the same time that the rest of the world did, and I was in shock. I wasn't sure how they were able to keep that a secret, and I felt really fortunate and lucky to be a part of that day without knowing it until afterwards.
So was this recently that you came back from after one voyage?
I got back 2 days ago. So yesterday was my first full day back in St. John's.
Would you want to add anything else about Sir John Franklin's expedition?
Yes, I would just like to make a comment about the research that happened and leading up to the discovery of the ship. Like I mentioned, this is the fifth season that the Canadian government has gone up to the Arctic, and the zone that we were searching and the zone that found the ships, the resources that they had available to them to point in that direction as to you should be searching there was Inuit oral history. So for decades, Inuit have been noting that this is the last point that we've seen Franklin and his men and the ships before they all disappeared. So for the last 5 years, the Canadian government has been searching in areas that different sources had led them there. So for an example, Franklin or some of his men that passed on, they left messages on different islands when they were trying to return back to safety, saying, these are the coordinates that we're at, we're next to this island. So that's where they had previously searched, and they didn't find anything. But this summer, they went to an area that was known because of Inuit oral history. So we were the ones that really led to the discovery. It not so much of a discovery by the Canadian government, but rather a find. The Inuit knew that it was there, so it's not, the Inuit have known since the 19th century that they were there, so it's not necessarily a discovery, it's a find. So that's what I think is really important and a message that people should really be paying attention to.
About your schooling, what did you say, what was your course called again?
I'm majoring in geography and Aboriginal studies.
So what is that about?
It's a lot of different things. Geography encompasses, in five words or less, it's looking at the relationships of humans and the environment. So I get to take courses that are related to the environment, environmental processes, scientific research, and at the same time I get to look at how humans can interact with that and how we're actively trying to understand our environment for different reasons, such as scientific research or policy development. And when I get to mix in my minor of Aboriginal studies, I get to talk about Aboriginal worldviews and our perspectives on the environment in my geography classes. So it's a really great balance that I find myself in, and the work that I've been doing for a number of years is directly related to that. So it's really exciting, and it's really related to growing up at home, which I really like.
I had nothing else, Caitlin. I'd like to thank you for having the time to speak with me today, and I hope you enjoy your school year.
Thanks so much. Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.